We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Hey
there.
Jason Derulo, it's good to see your face. Buffalo, New York misses you.
It's good to see you as well. And I miss Buffalo as well.
You've had some good shows in Buffalo. We can't wait to get back to the whole live thing, you know?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, come on. Like that, it almost seems like a dream.
I have to ask you a question because I feel like I know your house. Which came first? Was your house decorated as beautifully as it was, or have you like upped your game since a TikTok?
You know what? It's kind of been a 6-year process of me building this house out. So like it was a large undertaking, I should say. I mean, it's construction here every single day. But yeah, for the past 6 years, I've been working on it piece by piece.
I'm just curious to know, what is the one thing you keep waiting to be finished in your house? And you're like, it's not done yet.
The gym. So I never wanted to put a gym in my house until the whole pandemic, because I like the gym experience. I like, you know, going there and seeing people and, you know, getting motivated by other people. But this whole thing happened, and, you know, the contractor keeps saying, yeah, 2 weeks, every 2 weeks, two more weeks. Now, I'm like, bro, you've been building this gym since the pandemic started. By the time you finish, the whole pandemic gonna be over.
Your song, Take You Dancing, come on now. What a song that is. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you.
So in this pandemic, you've been able to come up with some amazing music. Do you feel like you've tapped further into your creativity, or you found you had to work harder just because you still wanted your music to be out there? How did that happen?
I think there's a couple of things that happened. One, I was on a record label that we weren't seeing eye to eye, and it was a very, it became like a very almost toxic relationship. And at the end of the day, all I want to do is release my music in the right way and have people understand my vision and take my vision where I feel like it needs to go. Because at the end of the day, we're supposed to be a family. You're supposed to, you know, just be an extension of what the creative idea is. And it just wasn't that, right? So like, I wasn't able to release the music how I envisioned. So didn't release music at all. So being away from that situation, being a free agent, as well as having time at home, just feel like that recalibration of with me being in my own space, having the time to do so, it has also been a huge component of the creativity as well.
And then there's Savage Love, which literally I could be anywhere and that song is in my head all of the time. How is that possible?
You know, I don't know. I mean, you know, I think writing all of the songs that I write, sometimes, you know, there's just the ones that just come out of nowhere. And it wasn't like an easy record either. Some records come really easy as opposed to, you know, this one. I rewrote that hook about 7-8 times.
Really?
And and you know, the whole song was called something different before. And yeah, kind of like last couple of weeks before I decided to put it out, I came up with the, you know, the new concept.
Do you remember the first thing you ever did on TikTok from then to today? What are you up to? Are you up to 40 million yet? 42 million?
Yeah, I believe 40.4 million. Yep.
Wow. What was your first TikTok?
My first one was in March, and it was me doing a challenge with a friend. And that just kind of started everything. You know, I just was like, that was fun. You know, let me try something different. And, you know, that was like the beginning of the pandemic. So we was all at the house. So there was just nothing but time. So, you know, I was trying new things, and I feel like it just offered something different than just sitting down and watching television. It offered something to be active with people that you care about. Right. I mean, we just needed something different. I feel like TikTok has done that.
Have you paid Will Smith's dental bill, or how does that work? Or do you just tell him you're paid?
I had to pay that thing. It was hefty.
He's like an interesting person. You're good friends with Will Smith, right?
For sure, for sure.
Talk about honesty and just like opening up and like letting it all out. I give him a lot of credit for how brave he is. I like it.
I mean, all around, he's just like an inspirational being. You know, even when he's not even trying to be, you know, he'll just like spit out some knowledge and he'd be like, "Damn, bruh, like that was real. I felt that." Mm-hmm.
Favorite recipe on TikTok?
I gotta say it's probably like my first Millie meal, because that just has like a special place. It was literally the first meal that I did where I was like, I'm gonna make a meal every time I get a meal. It was basically a huge chocolate chip cookie sandwich with candy in different sections, like different forms of candy bars in each section. And that was like the first one.
I love that you're doing a vodka. Congratulations on that. That's my jam.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. It's called Bedlam Vodka. It's released December 4th. I'm really excited because it's actually my favorite vodka. So the fact that I could partner up with them, you know, seemed really, really synergistic and easy. So I'm really excited about that.
At what point do you realize that you and your girlfriend have the same birthday? Like, what was that conversation?
Yeah, that was actually the first on our first date. We went to Catch here in LA, and you know how you ask people like what's your sign?
Yeah.
She asked me what my sign was, and I was like, I'm a Virgo. She was like, oh really? I was like, yeah. What are you? Why you say it like that? She was like, I'm a Virgo too. I was like, okay. And she was like, when's your birthday? I was like, September 21st. And she was like, shut up. I was like, what? Like, shut up. I was like, you shut up.
That's amazing.
Nah. And then she was like, that's my birthday. And I was like, nah, stop it. I was like, for real? She was like, let me see your ID. And I showed her my ID.
That's crazy. So I want to get back to your music, because I mean, I feel like Kiss 98.5 has known you from the start of your career. And I mean, from the beginning, everyone's been fans, but you, what do you think you have as an artist? Like, what has grown with what you've been doing? Because you've changed. And I mean that as a compliment. I think some artists, they hit their peak, and I feel like you're just hitting stride. Like, I'm so excited to see what happens next with you.
Thank you so much. I think the difference with me is I really keep my head down and focus on the next goal. Like, how do I become a better version of myself? Mm-hmm. I spend every day asking myself that kind of questions. And I think, you know, me giving myself small goals and achieving those goals are also a very positive attribute, right? You know, you feel yourself winning. You need to know it. You get used to what it feels like to win. You know, every single day is focused on me getting better at whatever it is, whether it's trying to become a better dancer or working on my vocals or working on the songwriting. It's just always building. And I still have the same hunger and passion that I had when I was broke and I didn't have anything. Right. So keeping that same hunger is really important. And I feel like people lose it once they make it, you know, and I feel like that's the time where you got to go hard. I actually, speaking about that, there's a guy by the name of Mike Caron, who I just think is like a brilliant example of that. You know, like he just did like one of the biggest deals that I've heard about in a long time. He's somebody that I work with. I just feel like he's more hungry than ever. You know, he has like more money than most people can imagine. But like, he'll hit my phone 6 times and be like, yo, did you do this? Did you do this? Did you do this? And I'm like, yo, this is so inspiring. Like, this is crazy. This is somebody who's like made one of the biggest deals of the year. But like on that next day, he hit me like, yo, what's good? Like, what we doing? Boom, 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 boom. And I'm like, you know, everybody can learn. Everybody can learn from that kind of hunger.
How many different tours have you planned as you're looking at 2021 and going forward? Like, are you just dying to take the stage somewhere? Tell me what it's going to be like when you walk out on stage.
Oh, it's going to be nerve-wracking.
No, you know, you're going to be amazing.
I'm not really a nervous guy in general. Like, that's just not my thing. But, like, damn, like, I was looking at some footage the other day because I had to turn something in because, you know, a lot of people are recycling old old performances and whatnot. So I was looking at this performance and I was like, yo, this looks crazy. Look at all them people.
Yeah.
Look at all them people. Mm-hmm. And like, it's crazy how quickly things fade and how quickly people, how we adapt to things. And I think I've adapted to the life of not being on stage, which is, you know, it's a little nerve-wracking.
Yeah. All right. So I know I only have a couple more seconds with you, and just talking to you is like so much fun. And I know your fans love you. Could you just give out your phone number so everyone can hit you up and text you and stuff? Because that would be really sweet if you could just do that for everybody in Buffalo that has shown you so much love.
Absolutely. I thought you'd never ask. So my phone number is...
Okay, I'm ready.
You ready?
Yeah.
It's 954-758-5312. Text me.
Now we've got your digits and Buffalo's going to text you. I hope you're ready to respond to a lot of people.
Oh, I'm ready.
Yeah. Listen, you know what? Everything that is happening, I think you deserve it all. Stay true to exactly who you are. And here's to seeing you in 2021 in like the flesh, like your face and everything. It'll be great.
Absolutely. Likewise. And thank you so much. And I appreciate the continued support. Honestly.
Now, you know what we're going to do now on the radio station? We're going to play your song over and over again. Is that okay with you?
Oh, that's absolutely fine with me.
All right. Jason Derulo on Kiss 98.5.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.